It was nearly 6 in the morning when I heard the sounds of hovering helicopters a couple hundred yards away from my house. At the time, my wife, Nikki, and I lived in a small half of a double on the farthest fringe of the borough of Parksburg. While the occasional helicopter could be heard in Parksburg proper, our little house on Upper Valley Road was sandwiched by the sounds of the trains that ran on the tracks 100 feet from our small backyard and the speeding cars on Upper Valley a mere 20 feet from our front door. I peeked my head outside the window, but couldn't see the machines that were producing the sounds I could so clearly hear. The idea that something must be very wrong entered my mind. I turned on the television, and sure enough, the Philadelphia station I turned on had a breaking news update. The rhythmed and practiced voice of the news anchor read the prompter with all the outward concern he could exercise. 2 young boys and their aunt and uncle died in a fiery car crash outside of Parksburg, Chester County, late last night. Parksburg is an hour outside of Philadelphia. We're the small town of 3,500 that claims Philadelphia as our closest big city. Well, Philadelphia has no idea we even exist, except when something horrific happens. This morning, Parksburg had made the news. Today, Philadelphia reporters descended upon Parksburg to fill their 6 a.m. quota. There have been a few times when Facebook has informed me of a death before the family has called us at the Wild Funeral Home. But this was the first time I had turned on the television and watched aerial footage of a disaster that was soon to be passed on to me. When I got to the funeral home later that morning, I learned we were the ones entrusted to handle the services for all 4 of the deceased. The 2 adults, the aunt and uncle of the boys, who were babysitting the boys at that time, were to be cremated, while the boys, 8 and 10 years of age, were to be embalmed and viewed, depending on the condition of their bodies. The following day, after the coroner performed her duty, I drove our van to remove the 2 adults first. Our removal van comfortably fits 2 in the supine position. After I dropped them off at the funeral home, I jumped back in the van to pick up the bodies of the 2 boys. When I go on these tragic calls, I'll usually either sit in silence or find some upbeat music on the radio to distract me from the void. It can be anything, pop music, oldies, Katy Perry. After driving the bodies home, it was my duty to unzip the body bags for the 2 boys to see if their faces could be made presentable for a public viewing. The smell of burnt human flesh is somewhat distinct. It's not like the smell of barbecuing chicken or a pig on the spit. It sticks to your hair, to your clothing, and when I opened those bags, what I saw will forever stick in my mind. You've seen the Hollywood versions of burn victims, and it's all horrible, but the visuals we see on the TV screen don't do justice to these tragic deaths. Tragic deaths have a presence about them, something that can't be captured by the makeup and advanced special effects. All deaths have a type of presence, but tragic deaths have a presence that fills a room. I don't know if I believe in ghosts, but I do believe that the dead have some kind of aura. I had to look at the boys' faces to determine whether or not we could have a viewing, hoping to find a visage that could, through hours of work, be presentable to the family. Unfortunately, I didn't find what I was looking for, and had to inform their stricken parents that a public viewing was outside of our ability, which, in a way, produces a small sense of guilt in me. Whether the pressure is from an inward or an outward expectation, there's always this nagging feeling that we should be able to restore any form of disfigurement, that embalmers should possess some Harry Potter magic in our prep room and magically wave our trocar, a large needle-like instrument we use during embalming, while chanting abracadabra, pulchra cadaver, and then, poof, we have beautiful corpses. But there is no magic trocar, and there are no mystical chants.